Mayor Merrill Sanford says he's not likely to call a community meeting to talk about gun control, but the assembly has been asked to consider sponsoring a local discussion or task force on the issue. Douglas resident Mike Peterson told the panel earlier this week that he's been raising this question around town.
Can you have a meaningful conversation or dialogue about gun control?
Peterson says responses have ranged from,
you can't, just flat out, you cannot have a meaningful conversation about it,
to finding common ground, in this case, the horror of the Sandy Hook incident.
Another response was, no matter what kind of a conversation you begin to have in this community or any community in the United States, the NRA will stop it dead in its tracks.
Peterson says Juneau should join what appears to be a groundswell toward a national dialogue on the issue.
I believe that you can have a meaningful conversation and a dialogue in this community about gun control. I think you have to try. You at least have to try.
But it's not likely to happen, at least not now, Sanford says.
You know, the fanaticals are going to be out there on either side of the story right now, as you can see. And I don't want to get into that. It's like church and state things, you know. If you get in the middle of it, then you have the Crusades going, and it's just a battle that you can't win.
Since Sandy Hook, assembly members have received a number of complaints from Juneau citizens about gun control, but it is not a local issue. In Alaska, guns are regulated by state law. Assemblyman Jesse Keel reminded his colleagues of that after Peterson requested the local conversation.
It certainly does not prevent a good conversation as a community. It also doesn't mean that we can't take a serious look at the steps that our community can take to be a healthier place, to deal better with those who suffer from mental illnesses. And I think that's an important part of the conversation.
Sanford says that's an easier conversation to have because mental health is already part of various city discussions and funding. City officials also have heard from citizens about a new indoor shooting range and gun store to be built on the corner of Crest Street and Yandugan Drive.
It's been very hot topic.
The Planning Commission recently granted Juneau Mercantile and Armory a conditional use permit for the 13,000-square-foot facility, where customers will be able to fire assault and other automatic weapons. City Planner Greg Cheney says he's had a number of complaints this week about the shooting range. But the main questions in granting the permit were such things as noise, parking, traffic, and whether the facility was in compliance with city regulations. The permit can be appealed within 20 days after it's signed by the city. That's January 3rd. But Cheney says you can't appeal because you don't like assault weapons. Appellants would have to base their argument on something within the CBJ comprehensive plan and land use code.
And none of those documents address the difference between like a hunter safety range or a range using automatic weapons. So the burden of proof for an appellant would be to state that the Planning Commission made a mistake based on the information that was presented to them. In particular, did the approval not comply with a comprehensive plan or some goal in the land use code or some statute?
During hearings on the shooting range, automatic weapons, school shootings, and gun violence were brought up. Gun range owners said customers renting automatic weapons would be trained by an NRA-certified instructor. Planning Commissioner Dan Miller is part owner of the facility. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.